Good morning. Last weekend, we witnessed the historic March for Our Lives, which was organized and led by student leaders across our country. Hundreds of thousands of people joined them in a call to end gun violence and to advocate for common sense gun safety regulations. I am truly inspired by the courage of these young people to speak truth to power, and who are building a movement for positive change in our country. We should all be encouraged by their willingness to step up and to step out for what is right. These brave students have transformed immense tragedy into something truly wonderful and powerful. I'm deeply inspired by their resiliency and courage in the face of tragedy and the vicious attacks by those who fear their truth. These students are fulfilling the promise of democracy by being faithful to our shared American values. Like so many issues we face today, reducing gun violence is complex and difficult. We need to overcome our personal barriers to seeing issues and people with differing views, with greater clarity, understanding, and compassion. I was encouraged by the statement on gun violence issued by Bishop Eric Matsumoto and the Committee on Social Concerns. The statement advocates for compassionate action based on Buddhist teachings. It expresses support for the students who are leading this movement. The adoption of common sense gun regulations by our lawmakers, and personal action by each of us to manifest compassion towards others. The full statement can be read at the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii website at honganjihawaii.com. It is essential that our Shin Buddhist spiritual community share its perspective on this important issue. It is our responsibility to provide moral leadership in these challenging times to promote a more just and compassionate world. The Dharma does not give us easy, clear-cut answers to life's problems. Instead, it gives us the tools by which we can think critically about the challenges we face with clarity and compassion. The Dharma challenges us to go deeper into our own humanity through honest self-reflection and compassionate action towards ourselves and others. It is in these times of crisis when I reflect on the power of the Nembutsu and how it works in my life. I'm reminded time and again that the name of Amida Buddha is unchanging truth, that Namo Amida Butsu manifests the dynamic activity of wisdom and compassion, which embraces me always. And the Nembutsu is a light for us in dark places and in dark times. A while ago, I came across a post on the Orange County Buddhist Church Buddhist Education Center Facebook page, which summarizes the working of Nembutsu in our lives. The post featured a quote by Reverend Kyodo Haguri, which says, "What is critically important is the teachings radically transform our way of thinking and living so that we become true individuals, strong in crisis, humble in success, tender in our feelings, and grateful at all times. This is how we can live authentically in the Nembutsu, which supports us throughout our lives." Reflecting on this transformative power of the Nembutsu, I remembered a wonderful story from the book Discovering Buddhism in Everyday Life by Reverend Marvin Harada of the Orange County Buddhist Church. In the book, he shares a lesson from his teacher, Reverend U.K. Ashikaga, who in turn learned it from his teacher, Rinjin Yasuda. Now, Yasuda Sensei once said, "Many people think that the Nembutsu, Namu Amida Butsu, means something like this, that you take a big load off your shoulders, like a big backpack, and you sit down, and you let out a big sigh of relief. That's what people think Namu Amida Butsu means. But that you feel relaxed and feel relieved with a burden lifted from your shoulders. But I don't think that's what Namu Amida Butsu means. I think Namu Amida Butsu means the opposite. That instead you put a big load on your shoulders, a big responsibility or task, and now you have the power to stand up on your own two feet and move forward in life. That to me is what Namu Amida Butsu means. Now Reverend Harada goes on to say the following. If we find the teachings of Buddhism and Jodo Shinshu to be of value to us in our lives, if we find that the Nembutsu has illuminated our hearts and minds, then we must do what we can to allow it to be shared and carried on by others. That is the power to stand up and to move forward. It is a power that comes from beyond our own ego self. It is a power that makes the load on our shoulders lighter than what it really is. It is a power that not only allows us to stand up on our own two feet, but somehow it feels as if it is pushing us up from behind. Just like the students who have overcome immense tragedy by remembering the fundamental truth of their humanity and by living out their deepest aspiration of compassion, we too must live in accord with our truth found in the Dharma. I hope you remember that the Dharma is meant to be lived each and every day through our thoughts, words, and actions, that each of us has the strength and ability to make our lives full and meaningful if we only make the effort. The Buddhist way of life is to live with excitement and joy as if today is the first day of one's life. And it is to live with profound appreciation and gratitude that today might possibly be our last day. The Dharma is asking us to live as true and real human beings, to live up to our full potential, and to engage life with energy and effort. Each new day is an opportunity to live in awareness and to live with purpose and meaning. Shakyamuni Buddha once said, "Every morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most." This is the essence of Shin Buddhism that Shinran Shonen taught us. To live life to the fullest without fear or regret, because we are embraced by the light of great wisdom and compassion each and every day. It is our responsibility to live authentically by manifesting Namo Amida Butsu as our deepest aspiration for the sake and welfare of all beings who are suffering in our world. Please remember that the Nembutsu is the dynamic working of wisdom and compassion which can be a light for us in dark places and in dark times. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.